So I can say hello to Emma Owen. Hello, Emma.
Hello, Mike. How are you? As I said, I was just having a lovely dance to that fantastic Shakira. It was really getting me in the mood.
Oh, right. Well, I'm surprised you've got time, because you must be a busy girl at the moment.
We are, yes. We're very busy. We're just setting up on Parker's Piece. Well, I'm actually not on Parker's Piece at the moment, but all of our fantastic crew are there setting up for this weekend's event, the Cambridge Food, Garden and Produce Show.
Now then, it's an annual event, Emma, but what can visitors see this year?
Oh, gosh, there's so much going on. I mean, I'm sure anybody that's passed through the centre of town today has seen a great, looks like a very big sailing ship of canvas. The marquees are going up there, and they will be absolutely jam-packed with foodie stuff, foodie-related stuff, and, of course, also wonderful crafts and homewares and accessories. And then outside, we've got fantastic trade stands, everything from, again, food, crafts, garden stuff, you name it, they've got it. And then, of course, we also have the cookery demonstration marquee, which will have a whole range of cookery demos going on the whole weekend. And it's just going to be great, great fun this year. We've got Ian Cumming joining us. Obviously, people know him from the Bake Off, currently the BBC Bake Off.
Yes, indeed.
A little bit of controversy there at the moment. I won't go into that. And he's going to be demoing some cake skills. So I'm certainly going to be sitting down and watching all of that. And then, in fact, actually, Ian is also going to be one of our judges in our produce marquee. Now, the produce marquee is, as you would expect, but not necessarily in the middle of our lovely city. But we have competitions running for Cambridge's biggest marrow, pumpkin, all sorts of fruit and veg, and baking classes as well, including the Cambridge cake, which Ian has very kindly said he will judge. So if anybody dares to take on the skills of Ian, then actually it'd be fantastic, because he will be giving some tips in his demos. And then, as I say, he's actually going to be judging the classes, which people can enter. And there's no problem about entering. If you haven't done it yet, it doesn't matter. All you need to do is bring all your wonderful produce and baking and jams and pickles along on Saturday. Just fill out an entry form. We can then display it so everybody can enjoy it. And then judging will take place actually first thing on Sunday morning. So entries do need to be in during Saturday. And then judging will take place Sunday morning, and you could be a winner.
So the thing,
wonderful stuff.
I was just going to say, the thing about that is, can people bring their produce in at any time during Saturday? There's not a dead cut-off?
Of course they can.
Oh, right.
No, the more the merrier. Absolutely, I don't mind. I just love seeing it growing through the day. And in fact, over the years, we've had people who were not expecting to be in town who suddenly have said, oh my goodness me, I'm going to bring my cucumbers. I'll pop back later.
Like you
and
do.
And there they come. Yes. Or eggs or whatever it is. And there are lots and lots of children's classes as well. So if everybody wants to just do some last-minute junk modelling, we've got classes for miniature gardens, the classic tallest cress hair in an egg, which I'm sure, Mike, you are going to be... Actually, no, you can't, because it's a children's class, of course. But it's just a lot of fun, and it's all about having a go and joining in is what we really want to do. It's not really about, you know, the winning. We do have some lovely seed prizes that we can give to people, but it's just, you know, about actually thinking, I've never done this before, and it could be a hoot. And that's what we like to do, really.
And do you normally find that lots of people enter who've perhaps not entered a competition before? Is it something like that?
Yes, absolutely. So we get people who've never done it before, who just think it would be fun to do. And then we have families who we've watched actually over the period of 8-9 years we've been running the show. They started out with a little, you know, as tots actually joining in and doing some of those classes. And now they're entering actually the adult classes, and they've kind of grown up with it, which is just fabulous, really. No. So it doesn't matter, amateur, professional, whether you've got an allotment or you've got a window box, it doesn't matter at all. We just want to see lots and lots of entries.
Now, you mentioned about the cookery demos and the fact that Ian Cummings is going to be judging and so on, but he's not on his own, isn't he? You've got a whole list of famous people.
Yes, we have. So yep, we have our lovely Ondine Hartgrove, who is a MasterChef contestant in the past, and she will be chef comparing. She'll be cooking up all sorts of lovely goodies. We have another chap, Nigel Brown, who runs a very successful cookery school. Again, tips from the top, but really kind of stuff that you can try yourself. We have Sivakami, who is local to Cambridge, who is a Sri Lankan lady, and she cooks up the most delicious Sri Lankan delights for us. And of course, the wonderful Barbara Fernandez, the rocking raw chef, who will be joining us as well.
And apart from the competitions and the exhibitions and whatever, will people be able to buy produce on the day?
They won't be able to actually buy produce, no. No, we don't have any produce for sale, but there's all sorts of other wonderful products that will be for sale across the board.
Anything new that hasn't been there before?
Now you've got me, Mike. We've got about 150, 200 stalls. So just thinking about somebody who might be new, I'm just looking at my colleague Charlie sitting over there, who might just raise his eyebrows and tell me about any new stall holders that we've got. But, I mean, we love it because we bring in lots of old familiar. We've got a new Swiss chocolatier. There's a bit of a delight, a bit of chocolate. Nobody can resist that.
That'll attract a few females, yeah. I would have thought.
And a couple of gin stalls there, Mike.
I'll be there for that.
I think we might see you down there. So lots. I mean, it really is, you know, across the board, really. So you can come and, you know, stock up.
Great stuff. So let's finish by saying how much to get in, when is it happening, where is it happening, what time is it happening, and what's the parking situation?
Okay, so we open... Technically, we open at 10 o'clock and we close at 5 o'clock, but bearing in mind that it's on Parker's Piece, we are unpaid, which means that it is completely free, so you can just come and enjoy a really lovely day out on Parker's Piece between 10 and 5. But we do ask that everybody comes either on foot, by public transport, or on the trusty Cambridge bikes, because we don't actually have any parking on site. So please don't try and drive onto Parker's Piece.
Well, Emma, great to hear from you again, and obviously I wish a great success. Let's hope the weather holds out. We've had such fantastic weather. I know it's forecast.
Forecast. It's going to be super. And actually, two things I just forgot, Mike, if I can just quickly
get those in.
On Saturday, we have the Cambridge Wind Band, who will be entertaining us all. And then on Sunday, we have the Cottenham Brass Band, just to kind of set the scene.
Is this during the course of the day, or is it specific times?
During the day.
Okay, sounds good. Emma,
hope
the weather holds out for you. We have had great weather. It's going to be rainy tomorrow, but let's hope that Saturday and Sunday will be excellent.
It's going to be fine. We'll be fine. We'll enjoy ourselves anyway.
Lovely stuff. Nice to hear from you again.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks very much indeed.
Okay, there we go. That's Emma Rowan from the Cambridge Food, Garden and Produce Show on Parker's Piece this Saturday and Sunday between 10 and 5 in the afternoon.